It seems hard to believe that there's no difference between going backward and going backwards, other than the addition of an S on backward.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. That's what they say. Anne Curzan is professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
We're going to address one of my pet peeves this morning, and that's the addition of an S to forward, backward, toward. For example, we often hear that something is moving towards us. That S just doesn't belong there, does it?
That S is something some copy editors will go after. But I'm not sure always with cause at this point. So we've got different things going on with different S's. The toward, towards is mostly a British-American distinction, that Brits will tend to use the S, towards, Americans, no S, toward. But at this point, we're starting to see that British towards in a lot of American writing. It actually came up on the American Heritage Dictionary Usage Panel questionnaire recently. And I looked it up and sort of looked at usage and said, at this point, Americans are using both toward and towards. Both seem pretty standard.
When we talked about using this topic, you tripped me up a bit. You asked if it was okay to say someone knows the city backwards and forwards. And I said yes. Why did I do that?
You may be a speaker who can use both backward and backwards, forward and forwards. I was looking this up in the American Heritage Dictionary. And there they say, with the adverb, you can use the S or not use the S. Both are standard. But as an adjective, as in that is a backward way of thinking, you wouldn't use the S. I thought, I think maybe I use the S there. And I looked it up in an online database, and you can find a lot of examples at this point of backwards with an S as an adjective. Like, that's a backwards system. So we seem to be using backward, backwards, both as an adverb and as an adjective.
Here's one that will rankle our language lovers. Anyways, when did that word rear its ugly head, Anne?
I have a colleague who has her students chant in class, anyways is not a word. Now, she may not be very happy to hear me say that anyways is a word. You can find it in most standard dictionaries. They will say non-standard right next to it to indicate that many people consider this a non-standard word. The word actually goes pretty far back in English, used slightly differently, used in a way where someone might say, if he is any ways involved, if he is in any way involved. It's more recent that people use anyways in a conjunctive role to mean in any case, anyways, and that's the one that people really don't like. What I think is interesting here is that toward, towards, that is, both of those are standard, anyway, anyways, one of those is very stigmatized.
Well, anywho, thanks for providing the brains this morning. And by the way, you look lovely in pearls.
Thanks, Rena.